Oh, you're awake. Hello, I'm Nurse Selena. Please nod your head if you understand me. Okay, your hearing seems fine. Seems like your vitals are in good condition. Can you tell me your name and date of birth, please? Memory seems okay too. Oh, right. You must be a bit confused, I see. Well, I'll explain what's written in the report then. You were involved in a very nasty car crash 2 months ago, and you came in with very critical injuries and you had to be put in an induced coma to watch your condition. I've been assigned to watch over you for the past 2 months. You were also with another passenger who, unfortunately, did not make it. Sorry. I send my condolences. I do wish it was nothing but a mere cruel joke, but it's the opposite, really. Oh, please don't cry. It doesn't look good on your adorable face. I mean, surely, they could have meant that much to you, right? Is something wrong? Oh, my dear little patient of mine. I guess I slipped. I guess I can explain it to you now then, huh? If I can be honest, this isn't our first meeting. Nor was it 2 months ago, when you were admitted into this hospital.
I was the sole person who caused the car crash.
Shh, calm down, little patient. I didn't do it to kill you. No, it was only to get you closer to me. And it was so easy. It was also easy killing that pathetic little partner of yours. They were in the way between you and me and our love. Don't you get it? I love you. I've been in love with you for so long. For so damn long. And it would have been soon if that little pathetic partner of yours wasn't in the way. I'm insane? Oh, my dear love, if you've been here longer, you would have seen so much more insane things. Oh, no. Don't struggle. Your body hasn't adjusted yet. Oh, did I say that out loud? Well, there was one little detail I forgot to add. I may or may not have added a little something extra in your IV that no one else knows besides me and you. Oh, don't give me that look. Trust me, love. It's for your own good. For your safety. What am I going to do to you? I'm going to trap you here forever and ever, so we'll never be apart. No? Well, that's too bad, because you don't have a choice. Now, while I enjoyed our little chat, I have a little something special for you. It's a little bit of sugar and lots of chloroform too. You'll be okay, my love. You'll be okay. You'll just go to sleep. And when you wake up, it'll be all better. Sweet dreams, my love. Don't let the bed bugs bite.